Welcome to Wellness Radio with Dr. Jeanette Gallagher as your host. Her show discusses topics of health, wellness, and spirituality and is about discovering your place in this great universe from your cells to the cosmos. Along with her guest, in casual conversation, she strives to ask the difficult questions that may be holding you back from a vibrant life and shares new ideas that may inspire you to make a change in your life that you only can see in your dreams. And now, here is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Wellness Radio. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and it's a pleasure to have you with us here this evening. Tonight, we are going to be talking about the concept of our lives. Why are we here? What's really going on? What is our mission? What is our purpose? How have we come into this world with a knowing of who we are or what we will do or how we will give back to the earth and the people and those around us? And we say, what is it all about? I don't know. I don't have those keys. I don't have that psychic intuition. Gosh, God didn't send me with a little book that I open up when I'm 18. Today, what we're going to be talking about is your numbers. How you came into the world, your birth date, your name, your numbers around you, your destiny number, your character number. What are these all about? Many times people will say, I need a little guidance. I need a little assurance that perhaps I might be on the right track. Definitely your numbers is a great place to start because it kind of says, ah, yes, that is me. Finally, you can be found. If you're being a visionary, humanitarian, or perhaps a philanthropist, or maybe you're just someone who loves to go outside and garden and be in nature, your numbers can give you a little bit insight, and you could say, yes, I'd love to just hone in on those abilities and see how I can develop them further. Today, my guest is numerologist Sally Fabian. Her book is You Are Your Best Soulmate, Learn to Respect Yourself by the Numbers in Your Life. Sally, thank you so much for joining us today. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. So, Sally, don't you think that a lot of times people will say, in the year 2020, we say, I don't know where I'm going, I don't know what my mission is, and I don't know what the heck I'm supposed to be doing, getting kind of lost. Don't you think now is a great time to start looking at our numbers?
Well, certainly. It's my business, and I do think that the numbers can help people to understand themselves in a way that they never envisioned, because it is a science, and it is an esoteric science, but it is a science. And we have this ethereal part of our bodies that resonates the numbers that we ask for, the energy of the numbers that we ask for. They're embedded in our ethereal being.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's kind of cool because a lot of times people will say, hey, I've got my numbers, I've got a tattoo, I've got my numbers, I know where I'm going. And, a lot of, as we say, the millennials these days, they're kind of like really in tune with that. But if you look at a lot of elders, they're like, I never really knew anything about that. Mm-hmm. Don't you think we're now becoming more open to the concept of there's so much more other than this regular world and we can explore it by looking at your numbers?
Absolutely. In fact, I've been sent three different articles that were in newspapers out here in San Francisco. Actually, one was from L.A., but where it is saying that the tech world, which, of course, I'm right abut, we abutted in San Francisco, or actually San Francisco is that they are going to esoteric readers as opposed to therapists these days, the millennials.
Right.
So it's a different type of individual that's come onto our planet, fortunately. And also the children, even younger, are just so brilliant these days, But numerology can really open them up to who they came to be, what they came to do, that where they would enjoy their life by being and doing what their numbers say. you know, right. as opposed to following somebody else's advice and that they say you should do this type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's very important because sometimes someone will say, well, I really wanted to help others and they get into this profession or that. And they'll say it doesn't quite feel right. And really, what helps with numbers is it connects you to the part of your job that you can look in or hone in on. In other words, sometimes people will say, well, I just answer phones for a living, you know, and you can say, oh, that's really cool. According to your numbers, you just love to be able to connect with people. You love to be able to give them a laugh. You love to be able to help them process through. And then you go back and you look at your job a totally different way, don't you think?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I am a proponent of just buoying people up with the numbers that they brought with them, which they all identify with. I mean, I don't see people in person at all. I do all my readings by phone. And the fact that I can tell people who they are, never having met them, not seeing them in person, blows them away. But it is because I am a master of this science, in my opinion. I mean, I'm throwing that out there. I mean, there are other people who may know it a little better than I, but I've been working with it for almost more than 50 years, actually. So.
And that's really cool because what happens is that you kind of are in the flow, in other words, so to speak. Once you're in the flow of understanding numbers or understanding people and you kind of are tuned into the frequency where you're able to give answers that people are able to resonate with and understand, but also to be able to bring that sense of what that meaning might be for them specifically. Don't you think that sometimes when we feel a little bit lost, we say we just feel, ugh. That's why we ask for help. There's something in us that isn't tuned in right. Don't you think readings really tune you in?
Absolutely. And I do want to say, just if I can go over to my book, is that I think that it's so small. The reason, you know, I was kind of almost embarrassed by that. But it said what I wanted to say. You know, it gave what I felt needed to be said. So it's really written for people that don't like to read voluminous things. Mm-hmm. And it also gives them in the second part of it, the third chapter, is all about their numbers, very easy for them to figure out, to calculate, and so on. And anyway, so I just think that this is such an easy thing for people to pick up and use, whereas, you know, I have a library of books that have to do with numerology, and they're voluminous. You know, of course, I've read most of them because I was so entrenched in wanting to learn and wanting to practice numerology. But this one is a cursory kind of thing that gives you the knowledge that I've learned, you know, in a cursory way. So,
but also, too, in your book, it truly shares about how to learn to love yourself.
Right.
So that's exactly what I had just said about being able to find that part of you to love. Sometimes the words or the connections, we just want to say, yes, that is me. I feel that. I have a sense of that. And now you've given me the words or the connection. Don't you think that really helps? It's almost like, I almost think of it as nurturing the ground. Do you know what I mean? In other words, it really, you feel that deep sense of, I'm going to be okay kind of idea.
Yes.
Or sometimes people will say, I'm not really quite sure what to do with what I know or what I feel, and how do I bring that together? Mm-hmm. And by looking up your numbers, how you share in your book, you are your best soulmate, you find your numbers and you look them up, and then you read about the description. That gives
you the other thing is, it is a future forecasting science. Therefore, I can also, if anyone wanted to contact me, I can go into what is happening for them right now, because many times we are given challenges to help us to grow on our path. I mean, I always tell people, when you have a pocket of challenge, those are the times, because nobody gets to skate through this life. Nobody would be back on this earth plane if they didn't need to come here for to spiritually evolve. And so when you come into those pockets of challenge, they're given to you to have to learn to have greater empathy, compassion, and understanding for other people, regardless of how minor or major the challenge is. You know, usually then you say, I've been there to myself when you, or to yourself when you see someone else having a problem that was comparable, and you can empathize. Yeah.
Also, too, do you think that the idea is, you share in your book, what you observe becomes real. And I wrote on the top of the page, when you stay stuck, then it's your self-reality. You know, I think the idea is that people will say, oh, but I don't know how to do that. But in essence, you could sometimes look back on their life and say, but see, you already did.
Mm-hmm.
Or see, do you see how you're doing it right now? And it might be some wonderful thing, and you may not even recognize it. You didn't even know it was there. It just needed to shine a light on it, or it just
absolutely
needed to be
that's
reframed,
a beautiful
right?
statement. Yes, shine. That's what I feel I do for people, is to help them to see themselves in the light, you know, of what they brought with them, the beauty of what they brought with them, because everyone. Doesn't matter what their numbers are, and there can be even dastardly people out there that have done something to help in some way, maybe to have somebody avoid what they saw this other person do, but it may have been a mission in a way. I mean, I know that's maybe going too far here. I don't know, but I do think that nothing happens by mistake in a way, that we all have to learn what we learn as we move along in this life. And what we make, you know, it's like, what do I always tell people? It doesn't matter what happens to you in life. It only matters how you deal with it.
Right. Yeah. Interesting. Well, also, too, when people will say, I was born on the day of, or I was born on, let's use for an example, a number 9. Can you share with the listeners how to be able to figure out your birth date and what that significance might be?
Well, I actually have an app. It's called Cosmic Mates, and it's also a compatibility app, but they can go in there and a star comes up, and all the points of the star tell you about the 6 different numbers of your personality. And it's with both Google and Apple. And that would be the easiest way, I would say, is to just go in there and you put your full name from birth and your full birth date, and it just brings the star up. And the stars are colored by Pythagoras, was the father of numerology in the Western world, and he assigned colors to all the numbers. So they're basically the colors of the chakras, too. So anyway, the 9, for instance, is gold, and which you have a 9, I understand, so golden
right.
woman. Yeah, and then also like the 1 is red, the 2 is orange, the 3 is yellow, and so on. You know, but so that's what the star shows, and some of the stars are just beautiful, in my opinion. It's like my baby. but anyway, so yeah, I have that, and also on my website I have a lot of things that people can go into. Like what does your marriage date mean, and also about themselves. They can get profiles of themselves on the website.
Well, that's really cool, because I think a lot of times people will say, I just want a little something, a little, you know, guidance or something. It's almost like you always have to have dessert after dinner kind of idea, you know?
Yes,
and
a good way to put it.
Right, and you're just looking for that little something that will project you to the next space, or maybe help you feel a little bit secure in maybe your choice of, yes, I want that job, but I know that job might, I have 2 choices, and which might be better for me. And it could be something that's in your numbers that will say, you know what, you might have a better job here or better time, because it will be, this profession might be giving more to other people, and the other one kind of is just doing it for a different reason. So you might be, you know, propelled to be able to make that choice, yes?
Yes. And I think the other thing about my book that I like to express is that you make your own life what it is. That's the thing I'm trying to put over to people. So many people feel like, well, if it weren't for my husband, if it weren't for my kids, if it weren't for my parents, if it weren't for... The thing is, even if you defer your choices to someone else, you made the choice to do that. So you can't basically... I mean, this is hard for people to hear, I think, sometimes, but blame anyone for how your life is turning out, because you're making the decisions to allow what is happening for you. And that's a really big thing to look at, is just how am I, you know, what do I feel I don't like about my life? Because you can change it. Everybody can change, you know, what they don't like.
Yeah.
And rise to the level of, see, there's the high side, the low side, and the in-between side of all the numbers. And most people that come to me are in the in-between. They don't try to go for the heights. You know, mm-hmm. the heights are too difficult for people many times. But if somebody can be a writer, for instance, I tell a lot of people to be writers, because the number eight, for instance, is, I call them the, well, I don't even want to use the word, but they're like the, what's a really strict person that would be like the strictest of teachers with the English language? They know the English language upside down and backwards. And it's called the number of the exemplar. So they don't even get in the game unless they think they're going to be as good as somebody that they appreciate themselves, who is a writer or an artist or something like that. So it's just to, because they defeat themselves by saying, no, I could never do it as well as them. They absolutely
right.
can. They know they've yeah. got that quality. They just, you know, people put themselves down a lot, especially
mm-hmm.
women. Women do more than men. And fortunately, I think it's good that women primarily come to seek my knowledge as opposed to men, in a way. I mean, men are always shocked that I can tell them about their lives and
right.
even the parts that aren't so, you know, that they wouldn't necessarily want me to tell them. But the thing is, women are probably, I don't know, maybe 80% at least of my clientele, because women are seekers. They're seekers of knowledge and gatherers, you know, and
right.
that kind of thing.
But also, too, women are also storytellers. So women are able to receive and then to give. They can bring in the knowledge and then they can share it with others. They can help guide the rest of their family or their spouses or those at work or whatever.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I think sometimes, so when they are the seekers, it's almost like as if they're going out and they're gathering everything up and they're bringing it back, making
yes.
some sense out of it and then giving it back out, don't you think?
Yes, yes, I do. And again, I'm promoting my little book here, but it's a short book, and it really gives a lot of how they could help people and themselves and their children by what's in this little. It's really only 53 pages, so it's not gonna, and it doesn't break the bank either. My app is only $3.99, so these things don't break the bank type of thing either. They're pretty easy to get, you know, and so on. So.
You
I'm
know,
sorry, I these are my children is what I'm talking about here. So.
Don't you think also, too, Sally, that as time moves on, decades pass, centuries pass, sometimes the words that we use seem to evolve and take on greater meaning. If you look at it in the year 2020, someone who said that they were a grocery food checkout person would be like, oh, okay, so you're one of those, and you didn't this, that, or the other. Now you look at it, and all of a sudden a checkout person is a hero, they're a savior.
Exactly. Yes,
you know?
That's beautiful. Oh,
right.
My God. I think that's so beautiful, yes.
Yeah,
I mean, and even nurses, that they have such a tedious job many times. I have numerous nurses have come to me, and it's a hard job. It's a really hard job. Now, they're absolute heroes. It's just beautiful, that aspect, for sure.
But don't you think, in essence, that if someone has in their reading that they are a visionary or a guide or all of these
mm-hmm.
big, profound words, sometimes
yes.
it may be that they have been that in a past lifetime. They
mm-hmm.
may have parts of it now, or they maybe will bring it putting it together in this lifetime and bringing it into fruition in a future lifetime. So sometimes I think that we always think that our number is just for this very second. Mm-hmm. When in essence, if it's our soul number, it's got a lot of eons to go, yes?
Yes, yes. There's six primary numbers that come out of your name and birth date, and there's the soul urge, what the urge of the soul that came in to do. If you do my app, that's not necessarily, in my book, but it is on my app. And then there's the hidden agenda, which is really what your spirit would like to end up being type of thing, and that is also calculated with the app. But it's, every one of them to me are beautiful. And the definitions that I put in them are inspiring, but they're meant to be inspiring. I mean, I do give a little one-liner of on the negative side you could be, you know, and I usually try to make it a little funny, you know, exaggerate it if you want. But people don't have to identify with it that way. You know, because nobody's really that far with negativity many times.
Right.
You know, we all stay kind of somewhere in the middle to some degree, or many of us do. The majority of us do, I would say.
Right. I think also to the idea is that when people think that they have their numbers, that it's going to tell them what to do. In essence, it isn't telling you what to do, go left or go right, but it is sharing how... it's almost as if you look at it as it's a little bit of guidance. It's something that says perhaps this may work for you. Perhaps this might be something that you would engage with. Perhaps this is something you might delight in versus saying you must do this or you're going to be so off the track and you're going to be messed up. You know, I think we really have to have caution sometimes. There's a lot of readers out there who say, absolutely not, do not do that. You're just, that is the worst thing ever, blah, 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 blah.
Right, no, I'm not that at all.
Right.
One of the other, I do have another book called Motivational Numerology, and in that I do put about, you know, you could be like this. I give the good news and the not so good news. And if you identify more with the not so good news, then here's how you overcome that. Because there I offer things of coming out of that, because we just get into ruts sometimes of downing ourselves, you know, as opposed to saying, wait a minute, I'm the one making my life here. I can make this better. You know, and it isn't easy sometimes, but people, you know, I mean, I probably am tooting my own horn here, but people have thanked me so much for, you know, just giving them a little snippet of something that I know, you know, that can change them, you know. So it's really a good thing to look into, and it's not that difficult to affect. You know, a lot of women shy away from numbers, or did from my era, you know, because we were taught not to appreciate math and science, basically. Not today. You know, the younger set certainly can, the women can do just exactly what the men can do. I mean, I see it here in San Francisco where the women are overtaking the jobs that men have had, and they will say, I was just raised over a guy, which you never heard in the past. But here in San Francisco, it's happening. It's just beautiful. It is the woman's millennium right now. The twos, the two is the most nurturing of all the numbers. And we've been under the one from 1900 to 1999, which is the most male-oriented number. So we had to start things. We had to get, you know, affect things and build things and that kind of thing. Now we've come into the nurturing time of our existence, where it's all about caring about each other, feeling and bringing our feelings to the surface, and love. That's what it's about. The zero associated with any number is divine guidance, divine inspiration, and divine protection. So it's a divinity. It's like God there, that zero thing. So added to the two, which is the most nurturing number, it's God helping the earth to become nurturing now, really nurturing.
Yeah, it's truly about how are we going to help each other rise. We hear that phrase quite often, you know, and that we are all in this together. And it's, we've come out of the I or the me kind of idea, and now we're into the we and how can we all be. Yeah.
Because women are starting to step up to the plate. You know, it's like women and men both have male and female personalities within them. And the women's male orientation has been stifled for eons. You know, now the male side, which is just linear and, you know, kind of compartmentalized and that kind of thing, is coming to the surface. And the same with men. The younger set, because they've seen their mothers working and they've seen different aspects of their own family evolve, they're much more accepting of women being in the workforce just exactly as they are, which certainly was never the case when I was a much younger person.
Right. Yes, it's very different. I think the world has been evolving, Sally, and it's kind of interesting to be able to see what we may have chosen to use our qualities in our life, maybe in our younger years, and now we're turning around saying, well, I would like to do this differently, or I would just like to be able to expand my life and find out another aspect of it. And that's truly what numbers are about is, you know, if you say, well, I've been giving a lot to people, well, maybe you're going to give a lot in a different way, or maybe you're going to learn about receiving. You know, I think the idea is that there's so much potential out there. That's truly the name of the game, is potential versus saying you're stuck in it. Yes?
Yes. And also, just even like you gave me a little snippet of your own numbers, and I can tell you this, that what there's a number called the archetypal self number. In other words, the old soul within. And once you you go past the age of 50, that number kicks in because you've already gone through and kind of worked out your karmic challenges and so on for being here, and now you can take on your archetypal self persona. And yours is the 7. It's the same as mine. It's giving your knowledge back to other people of something that you've learned for most of your life that's some kind of knowledge, information, talent, or whatever. And so you certainly are doing that. Not just tell anybody your age necessarily, but I am.
Oh, I always do on the show. I'm in my 60s. I tell this all the time.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah. We're doing that with, that's why I'm writing, I have a number of other books that I want to put out because I've written them over the years, but because it was so hard to go through publishers, I just didn't bother to get them published, you know, and so now it's easier with Amazon and so on. It's much easier.
Yeah, you can publish your stuff every single day. Yes. And I think also, too, the idea is that we can also share it through words just as we've done today, yes?
Yes, yes, absolutely. Yeah, and just be enthusiastic. You know, when you learn the famous people, for instance, in my book I have all the famous people that share your number and the ones that really did reach to the heights of what their numbers were, because I wanted to give examples of people who have done that and just know you've got what they've got. You know, you just have to see yourself differently or feel it, you know, and know it. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, Sally, it was such a pleasure to have you with us here today. You've shared many of the aspects of your app. Can you share about your website so others could find you?
Yeah, it's kind of hard, but it's Sally's Numbers, and it's Sally's with an S, Numbers with an S, at I think it's .com, sorry, .com. www.sallysnumbers or hello@sallysnumbers.com. Yeah.
Very good. So thank you so much for joining with us today, Sally. It was such a pleasure to have, I think, a little bit more light in our life. And I think that's what we wanted to say today was that, you know, if you find that you have some time, you're looking for a little bit of shifting in how you want to be able to create your life a little differently going forward in 2020, reach out to Sally, right?
Yes. I mean, even the little book will help you a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And thank you so very much for having me on. I truly appreciate this very, very much.
Oh, you're so welcome. If you'd like to find out more information about Sally Fabian, again, her book is You Are Your Best Soulmate, Learn to Respect Yourself by the Numbers in Your Life, please do click on the link on the bottom of today's show page to go directly to her website. And it truly is about being able to say, you know what, there's so much more to life. I would love to dabble in this, check something else out, open up a potential, or say, you know what, maybe there's some keys in there that will make my days just a little bit more fun, a little more joyous, but also a little bit more on track and in the purpose. So thank you so much for joining us today. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher. Until tomorrow, have a great day.
Today we discussed many life-changing concepts. Who do you turn to, and how do you know what is best when faced with a health crisis? Dr. Jeanette is a patient advocate. She listens to the patient, the doctors, and the family, clarifies the health issues and concerns, then helps the patient make the best choices going forward. If you would like help implementing change into your life and health, we can talk and see where you are stuck and how to improve the quality of your life. Check the link on the bottom of today's show page or visit drjeanettegallagher.com to schedule a phone appointment today.